what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode number 459. And as always, we are brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon, helps us out a bit. If you make a purchase, we just get a little kickback. Doesn't cost you anything else. But we've also got another sponsor of this week's episode, which main host Bob is going to tell you all about.
What if you're the main host this week?
No.
What if
I'm just on the intro this week? I'm gonna leave the show.
You could be the main host this week, you know. But great intro, of course, by Ryan there. And this week's podcast is officially brought to you by our friends over at Valkyrie. Their website is my-valkyrie.com. And if you're not familiar with them, Ryan actually recently reviewed one of their AIOs. And if you go to their website, they have mostly coolers. They do sell some cases as well. But they have a handful of different products. And if you're in the United States, you can pick up these products on Newegg as well as Amazon. You just type in Valkyrie and you should be able to find these products. They have a handful of different AIOs from 360s to 240s. If you want the RGB, they have the RGB versions. They have one that does have a screen. I don't think it's on.
Yeah, it was down there.
Oh, right here. Yeah, they have ones with the screen, both black and white versions. As you can see, they have air coolers as well. And one of their air coolers has like the coolest unboxing that I've ever seen. It like
really,
yeah, it's actually a really cool unboxing experience. They showed it to me at Computex. It's actually really, really cool. But they have this one case too that actually has a screen on it, which is actually really cool.
It's a big screen too.
Yeah, very, very big screen. A 10.1 inch IPS LCD. Jeez. That it's actually embedded in the case. So they have some really cool stuff. So if you want to check them out, again, it's my-valkyrie.com. And like I said, if you want to buy something, I would just go on Amazon or on Newegg and just type in Valkyrie and you should be able to find all of their different products. So we thank them for all of their support. But let's get into this week. I mean, we had an interesting weekend because it was Battlefield 6 weekend. So we're definitely going to be talking about that. We had two awesome products that we reviewed as well. On top of that, what else do we have here? Let me bring up the show notes. We do have our show notes page, which I'll bring up here in a second. Noctua edition of an RTX 5080 from Asus. We'll talk about that. A super, super fast LG gaming display, which you'll see a bunch of other gaming displays based off this panel. A new gaming tablet, a contender against the Asus Flow, which will be kind of interesting to see. And one of the coolest M.2 coolers that I've seen, one that I would actually go ahead and buy. And then we have, again, a bunch of other stuff that we're going to be talking about as well. So, like I said, we have that show notes page. It is right here if you want to go ahead and check it out. It has everything that we're going to be talking about. So as we talk about it, you can go ahead and click through and get more information. Or if you're listening to the podcast later or something and you want more information, you can be like, oh, I'll just go to the show notes. It has the links to everything that they are talking about. So it is all right there. We have Old Man in the chat. Good to see you here. Let us know if you picked up any new keyboards. Because Ryan bought the keyboard, which one was that?
It's the Evil Maker. What is it? The EK68. I've got it here. We'll talk about that like at the end when we talk about what we picked up. So.
Yeah, but he picked up that keyboard. But we'll start off with our reviews this week. And I took a look at a case from Cougar. And it's been quite a while since I've taken a look at any product from Cougar. So it was kind of nice to check out one of their cases. So this is their Airface Eco RGB. And I'm assuming the reason that they call it Airface is because the face of the case here, this front panel is sort of has these like big circles or vents. I don't know, whatever you want to call them. It actually makes it look really cool. And this is the RGB version. So it does come with three RGB fans. So you get a really cool look on this front panel. I actually go to the pictures here. So you guys can go ahead and see that. Oh, wait, wrong page. Let's bring that up. So you can see what like the front looks like. So if this is sitting on your desk, it's actually going to look quite cool, I think. And because these panels or because these holes are large, you're going to have some good airflow going through the front of the case, which again, with the you know, these aquarium style cases, you don't always get good airflow. So you definitely have some good airflow with this case, which is really, really nice. You can see the close up there with the RGB behind there. Like I said, it does come with those two fans. So those are two 180 millimeter fans that do go in the front here. They're pre-installed. Now you're looking at this and you're like, wait, is this all that can fit in the front? But they do include rails if you wanted to install smaller fans, or like if you wanted to put a radiator up front, it can support up to 360 millimeter radiator in the front there. So you're good to go on all of that, which is nice. And another thing that is nice is that you do get a pull-out filter, but it pulls out from the side, which I actually like. It makes it a lot easier to access. And the entire filter pulls completely out, so you can just go ahead and easily clean it off if you need to. Because again, more dust is going to get trapped by this filter because the openings in the front of the case are larger. So it's nice that you can fully pull that out and go ahead and clean it, which, you know, I definitely like. Normal side panel. So we have a tempered glass side panel, which you can see right here. That's going to show off everything inside your case. At the top here, we just have ventilation and a cooling bracket at the top. This supports up to 360 millimeter radiator or three 120 millimeter fans. And then at the rear of the case, we have that third fan, which is a 120 millimeter fan. It is ARGB as well. But the interesting thing about this one compared to the front two fans is that it's not a PWM fan. So it's always going to run at 1000 RPM no matter what. I'm not the biggest fan of that, but that's the three fans that you get. So you get two 180s in the front and the 120 in the back. All three are ARGB. Pretty standard design of this case as far as what you're going to do internally. Dual compartment design. So you have your main compartment that essentially is going to house your motherboard. This does support up to extended ATX. It only has seven expansion slots, so you're not going to be able to fully populate your expansion slots on an eATX motherboard, but it does support up to eATX motherboards. You can see all of the cable routing holes here, and then this cover, there's a big cable routing hole behind this cover to keep everything nice and neat here, which is nice. There is an integrated GPU support bracket too, which I actually really like, especially considering how big, you know, if you're like in an RTX 5090, 5080, 4080, 5090, they're heavy and you'll need a GPU support bracket. So it's nice that this one's built in. Has a thumb screw so you can adjust it up or down depending on how large your graphics card is. This does support graphics cards up to 390 millimeters. So that should have you covered more or less. And the power supply cover is essentially full length. It does have a cutout in the front if you did want to go ahead and install a radiator, if you wanted to remove those included fans there. And again, you can see all of the cable routing holes here and this one right here, which is going to be for the power for your graphics card. On the opposite side, again, pretty standard design here. The things that do stick out is we have this RGB hub. Now it's just an RGB hub. So you can connect up to six ARGB devices, and you can either pass this through to your motherboard's RGB, or you can see there's this LED switch. This goes to the reset button on the case. So this will, you can cycle between different colors using the reset button on the case itself. I'm honestly really bummed out that we do not get a fan hub with this. So you will need three available fan headers on your motherboard for the fans. And of course, if you wanted to add more, then you needed more. I really like the combo hubs that we've seen on a bunch of other cases. And I would honestly prefer daisy chaining RGB and connecting that right to my motherboard. And I would rather have a fan hub than an RGB hub, at least for me. That's kind of my take on it. But you do get the RGB hub. And again, you can connect up to four more devices, because there's only one cable coming out of for both the front fans because they're connected together. So, and then you have two 2.5 inch SSD mounts. These are removable with thumb screws. Just take them off, install your drive. You're good to go. We have this main channel here for routing all of your cables. It does have Velcro ties built in. So it makes, you know, routing your cables really easy. You can see how big this cable routing hole is here, which is covered by that section on the front there. So it has that nice cover. At the bottom, power supply mounts, and then you have a hard drive cage. This cage can be removed, and it does need to be removed to install your drives. This supports two 3.5-inch drives, no 2.5-inch drives or anything like that, just 3.5-inch drives. So out of the box, this case does support four hard drives, two SSDs, two normal 3.5-inch hard drives. You have to remove this because you slide in your drive and then you just screw it in. There's no trays or anything like that with this case. So it's pretty simple design overall. Building in this is extremely easy. The case is, I would say, average size for a mid tower. It's not massively big. It's not really small. It's about an average size. So installing everything is really easy. You know, put in your motherboard. I installed an SSD. You can see the bracket out of the case. Put it back in. You're good to go. Power supply slides in from the side. Slide it in there. I think the power supply length is up to 200 millimeters. So any ATX power supply is going to go in there. No problem, unless you have some crazy like 1600 watt long power supply. But it's going to go in there. No problem. And I didn't have to remove the cage or anything like that. And this is what sort of like the finished thing looks like. Routing everything is really easy. There are tie downs and they do include a handful of zip ties if you need it, but everything's kind of on the back side of the case. And then you can see our graphics card goes in, no problem. Extremely clean build, you know, as you can see, really, really easy here. And again, you can see with the lighting and everything, I think the case looks really, really good overall. Performance-wise, it does pretty good too. I would have liked to see a PWM fan on the back, just because, you know, you don't necessarily want the fan running at 1,000 RPM all of the time. It just would have been nice if we had one of those, you know. But good performance overall. We have all the performance numbers here. It does a good job. I didn't really run into any issues with this case when it came to installation or anything like that. For a normal mid tower, I think the big selling point of this is going to be the ARGB fans and how they look with this front panel. It just gives it a different look than a lot of other cases out there. Like I said, this is easy to build in. And the only things that I didn't necessarily like with this case, again, it has the RGB hub, but there's no fan hub. I really like to see a fan hub because, again, you know, some motherboards don't have as many fan headers and things like that. And it's just connect everything to the hub and then plug that hub into one open fan header. I would have rather seen that. And like I said, that fan on the back is not a PWM fan, so I would have liked to seen that change. It's selling for $109.99, which I don't think is a horrible price either. Yeah. For what you're getting here. Again, the fans do come included, so you don't have to worry about that. So I think it's good overall. I gave it an 8 out of 10. So if you are interested in this case, definitely go ahead and check the review out. Like I said, pretty solid case overall. I believe it comes in both white and black versions too. So if you're not a fan of the white, you can get it in black as well. So
yeah, I like those openings in the front. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kind of reflects that light around in there. It's cool.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like I said, it's just a different look. Like people will be drawn to that front panel if you have this like sitting on your desk or something like that. Old Man in the chat says, I like white cases that really show off the build. Yeah, that's like I always request white cases typically when I'm doing reviews because I just always like the white version. It does show up. Even if you're not like matching with white, like you can see we have the black CPU.
You can see the components really well.
Yeah, it allows you to really see the components, which is nice. And I do feel that like the white reflects a lot of like if you have RGB lighting, it's going to reflect it a lot better in my opinion too. So I'm a huge fan of white cases. So yeah, from there, we'll move on to a CPU cooler from a brand a lot of you probably haven't heard of. So this brand is called Sama, and this is their A60E. And Sama is essentially an OEM. They've been an OEM they make CPU coolers, cases, power supplies, and they've been the OEM for a bunch of other brands. But they're coming into the United States, and they've actually have been selling stuff in the United States for a little while under their own name. So a lot of their cases are very affordable and they're all on Amazon and they have like great reviews and they sell a lot. And I saw a bunch of these at Computex as well. They had cases, they had AIOs, they had, you know, air coolers and power supplies, and all very affordable, all pretty high performance. And like I said, these, everything, if you type in Sama on S-A-M-A on Amazon, you can find a bunch of their products. And again, they all have really good reviews and they sell a lot because they are quite affordable. So the A60E is their dual tower, dual fan CPU cooler. It can handle thermal loads up to, does it say? Up to 265 watts. So that's going to be all of your high-end CPUs for the most part, on both the AMD and Intel side. And pretty standard cooler. It's not flashy. There's no RGB lighting. The only really flashy part is on the heat sinks. The tops are capped off with a sort of gunmetal, which actually looks quite nice. Then you have the Sama logo there, but pretty standard dual fan, dual tower, you know, two heat sink towers, two fans that have fan, like your standard fan clips, they're connected together. And then you have six millimeter thick heat pipes here. They go up into each heatsink stack in your standard, you know, U formation here. Yeah, it's like a pretty basic cooler. Nice finish on the base, so you're going to get good contact there with your CPU. And as far as installation goes, it is quite easy as well. So we did this on an X870 motherboard. So this is going to be for your AM5 socket or AMD Ryzen. You know, what is AM5? That's just Ryzen 7000 and 9000?
7 and 9. Yeah.
Ryzen 7000 and Ryzen 9000. So all you have to do is you remove the AMD mounting brackets, but you keep the backplate in place so it looks like this. Then you install these sort of screw spacers that they have. They screw right into the backplate. Then you put your mounting bars on the top and bottom of the socket. You go ahead, you remove the center fan, you line up these sort of screws right here with the holes in the mounting bracket, you screw it in, and then you reinstall the second fan or the center fan, and you're good to go. You can see that this will cover your memory, but you do have 100% clearance on your memory, but if you did have RGB memory, it will cover it like most dual tower, dual fan coolers do these days. But you can see it all goes together quite well. The one thing that I did notice is this, like the fans connect with a Y connector. So you have two fans, they each have a power connection coming off and they go into a Y connector. The middle fan has like a super short power connector and they're pre-connected to the Y connector when you get the cooler, but you have to disconnect it to remove that center fan. And then when you put it back down, you're like kind of under the cooler trying to connect it because it's not.
That's a pain.
It's not that long. I was able to do it, but I was just kind of like a little bit of a pain to do. Now, we have a new test system for CPU coolers. We only tested one other cooler, which is the Enermax ETS T60 Digital. This does outperform it. So the Sama A60E is what you're seeing here in orange. And as you can see, it has lower temperatures at both idle and R2 load tests. Now, it was slightly louder, so you can see it's just a little bit louder than the Enermax, not by much, but it is just slightly louder. But overall, really good performance of this cooler. And again, while it is a little bit louder than the Enermax, it's not crazy loud by any means. It's not, doesn't sound like an AMD stock cooler, you know? And I like the price on this. So this is currently selling for $59.99 on Amazon, which I think is a good price. Dual tower, dual fan coolers, some, you know, the kind of going price for the big ones is $100. And yeah, then there's one that sells for $150. We know which one that is. Some are $129, you know, so they can get up there. This one's not flashy by any means. No RGB lighting, no screen, nothing like that. It just does its job. It looks pretty solid overall. I do like the caps on the heatsink towers. And like I said, it's a good price. So I gave it a 9 out of 10. The only thing I didn't like I said, is that power cable on that center fan is just like short. So you have to disconnect it. And when you reconnect it, it is a little hard to kind of get under the cooler.
I was thinking about that. What if you took both fans off and swapped them? Like, so the front fan with the longer cable, would that give you like more, maybe? I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, you could do that. It would. I mean, they're both the same.
If they're identical fans, right?
Yeah, they're identical fans. So, yeah, you could do that. It's just like as you're going through and doing it, most people aren't going to think of that. But like I said,
I think outside the box. So yeah, that's why.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, like I said, it is a good cooler. It does a good job. And it looks pretty decent, too. Like I said,
it's
good looking. Yeah, it's like I said, it's a good cooler. Check out the review if you are interested. And check out their all other products as well, because they do have a ton of other products that are very affordable, especially when it comes to cases. Hopefully we get some of their cases in soon enough to go ahead and check out there as well. So next we'll move on to Case Mod Friday. And this is a really interesting build because maybe we've seen this in the past, but I don't remember seeing it in the past. It's not flashy really or anything, but what they've done I think is super cool. Okay. So this is the inside of the build. Like, here's what the build looks like, and you see a bunch of water cooling and stuff like that. But the thing that's really cool about this, and this is from CC Customs, and if you look at this photo, and I've used this AIO forever because it was on one of our test systems, this is a Be Quiet AIO, and they have the Be Quiet AIO looped in as the CPU cooler to a custom loop that you can see here. How difficult is that to do, Ryan? Because you have to cut the tubes.
I mean, it may not be too tough, because really the only part you've got to worry about. Now, I didn't look at this build close. Do they have another pump inside?
They have another pump.
Okay, yes. So they've taken out, probably disconnected the pump for the cooler. They obviously left the lighting.
The pump's connected as well.
Oh,
so
it is.
They're running both.
Well, that's interesting.
At least that's what they said on their post. Yeah.
Okay. As long as you've got a fitting that will work with the diameter of tubes coming out of that AIO, I don't see any reason why it would be that crazy. And those fittings are on the backside, so they don't necessarily have to match everything else, which it looks like they're maybe a little different. So they may have found, some non-standard fittings that would work with it. But yeah, it's cool. It's interesting. Look, I didn't realize it. I had noticed it when you posted this, that they use that Be Quiet water block, but I didn't even pay attention to the tubing and realize that that's what they had done there.
I didn't notice it at first. I was like looking at this build, because like this is what I do. Like usually like tomorrow, like Thursday, right before Case Mod Friday, like I'll go on Facebook or somewhere and try to find a build for Case Mod Friday. And I was like looking at this one, I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, do I want to feature it? And then I was like going through the photos, and I think it was this photo. I was like, wait a minute. These are like
what?
Because I thought they were just using the Be Quiet AIO and then everything else was separate. And I was like, wait a minute. These are connected. And
one thing that surprises me too with this build is, like you said, it's not custom or like crazy. I think it looks really good and has a lot of like great, components. Is like they didn't do custom like power cables or anything. They're just standard cables, but it looks good. I like this.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of these runs, like these distro.
And they're using a Pure Loop 2FX radiator too.
Yeah,
so it's like they've used that component as well.
Yeah, and it's all Be Quiet. Like it's in a Be Quiet case. And the thing, like I said, they have all these distro plates. So you see like all of these that connects the GPU, the CPU, and everything. And then there's one down here as well. Let me see if I can find. And this kind of would be like, once you put the side panel, I guess there's a glass panel. There is a glass panel on this, I think. I would say it would be like a sleeper build, but I believe there's a glass panel on this case. Yeah, they have this one down here as well, Ryan.
Right.
And then they have the whole, I didn't even, like the side there. The side mount is the res. Fine. This side mount here is a built-in reservoir as well. So I just think it's cool. I think it's cool to kind of mix the AIO components, but like it's like a deconstructed AIO almost, right? Because you're using the radiator and you're using the pump block, but they're connected to a full loop, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to CC Customs for this one. Of course, we have their Facebook and everything linked if you want to check out more of their work. But really, really cool. I just think it's cool. I just think it's interesting that they did something like that. So I'm a huge fan of builds that kind of, like, we've talked about this, where, like, instead of doing normal tubing, you do these sort of distro plate things. I think they work in certain cases.
And I mean, sometimes that's a multi, you know, that's all one big piece there too. Yeah. Even though it's got three channels in there, you can see. That's cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. So definitely go ahead and check this one out. And we will, one thing I did want to mention, we did post a full length video on YouTube of the Enermax TD60D digital CPU cooler. So if you did want to check that out, let me bring it up here. That's a horrible place to pause the video. Look at my face. But yeah, we have, let me move this to somewhere else so we can look at the cooler maybe instead of my face. But we have a full video of the Enermax ETS T60 digital CPU cooler on our YouTube. So if you want to check that out as well, it is just like our latest long form video on our YouTube channel. Just want to mention that before we go ahead and jump into the news here. So I got to see this at Computex. I don't know if it was a 5090 or I think it was a 5090. I don't think it was a 5080. But Asus and Noctua released a 5080 of the RTX or 5080 version of the Noctua OC Edition graphics card. If you're a Noctua fan, you're going to love this card. If you're not, you're going to hate it. It features three Noctua fans. Supposed to be ultra quiet and have really, really good performance levels. So it has three NF-A12 X25 fans. So the fans themselves, like, you think of fans on graphics cards, the fans themselves are 25 millimeters.
Yeah, they're standard. Yeah, 120.
Yes. Yeah. And then
plus a big heat sink.
I believe this is 4-slot card.
It's old man says not enough brown.
Oh, maybe it is three.
Three and a half.
Interesting. I think the 5090 is 4-slot. I think this is 3.5 slot. I think if we go to the product page, it should tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool looking. I love the cutout on the back that has the kind of Noctua owl logo on it. I think that looks really good.
All right.
That's not what we want.
Stay here. Okay. Does it tell us?
Maybe
in there's like a specs. Oh, wait, tech specs. Four slot card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it is 4-slot. So it's a big card.
Yeah, I love that cutout on the back that has the Noctua owl like logo design there.
It's cool. Yeah. Like I said, if you're a Noctua fan, and this would go really good, Antec has a Noctua collab case. So you could do that. And you can outfit that Noctua collab case. I don't know what fans it comes with, but you can add even more Noctua fans and be all Noctua out if you really wanted to be.
I think Tech Power Up had a review of this, and it like cools just amazingly. Super quiet. Like even the fans when they were running essentially under full load, like it was whisper quiet. Like you couldn't tell.
I mean, that's why brands are collabing with Noctua, because they do have some of the best fans out there. Like, you don't think about, fans, you know, and like, again, Asus, who's, of course, collabing with this graphics card, but like all the other brands, they have, you know, all of these graphics cards with these fans. But, you know, like I said, Asus is collabing with Noctua because they do have these fans. Now, it makes the card substantially larger, but it's whisper quiet. It has great performance, and very, very cool. I like the side of the card too with the brown. That's just me.
Yep.
But yeah, 4-slot card is a big card. Definitely a big card.
I'm glad they've continued to do this across multiple generations of cards.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it does have OC mode, 2730 megahertz, OC on that as well. So yeah, definitely a fan. It's a Omen says the Antec CA curve wood dual chamber case would look good with that card. Is that the collab with Noctua? I'm not sure which one it was. I was actually at the Noctua booth at Computex, and they had the Antec case there, which they showed me. But I'm not sure which Antec case that is. But it is a collab case that comes with like all the Noctua fans, so it is quite expensive.
Flux Pro.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty cool. So if you're into that, I don't think it's like a limited run. Like it's not super limited, but you're not going to find as many of these, but really, really cool. And you are going to pay a premium for it because it is the Noctua version with those Noctua fans, which are not cheap just by themselves. Moving on to gaming tablets. Brian, you got to play on that. The Z Flow.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a 13-inch gaming tablet, and it was running.
It was nice. Smooth. Yeah, I loved it.
It was running very, very smooth. Would you ever consider a gaming tablet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think like a laptop. You just want to be like, I mean,
like that. Even that one though, I didn't even consider it to be a tablet because I was using a keyboard. Right.
Yeah.
It had a keyboard attached to it, so it's in my mind, I don't consider it a tablet. You know, I kind of, it's almost more like a Surface. Yeah. Which I guess is a tablet computing. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. So the Z Flow from Asus has kind of been the big one. One X player who makes a bunch of different cool gaming handhelds and things like that. They're coming out with one, which is their Super X. It's powered by the Ryzen AI Max Plus 395, 14-inch OLED. We only have like renders in the video that they showed, doesn't really show much of it. Like it just kind of shows the internal design and like, you know, this is one, like a one piece design, which I actually like. I think the Asus one is the design incredibly well too. So like all goes down into like this one piece design. 2.8K AMOLED HDR display. Yeah. 12.5 millimeter thick CNC milled aluminum chassis, built-in kickstand.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean maybe.
I like it. I like that more. Like I like that
got a keyboard they're attaching, so maybe I would be into this.
I feel like we're getting to the, like we're getting a lot more form factors. Like we have the mobile gaming consoles now. Yep. We're like, these tablets are becoming popular. Like we did that for a while, like years and years ago. And then like everything went back to like just a laptop. Yep. 'Cause remember we had like the netbooks, we had all this stuff, like different things. And then now we're getting like a lot more form factors of like different things, especially in like the PC space. 'Cause like iPads have been out and like things like that. But in the actual PC space, like a tablet that you can actually game on. And like, again, the mobile gaming console. So I like this. I like that there's like another big play, not a massive player compared to Asus, but I like this. I hope we see more of these type of things. Like it would be cool. I don't know if MSI makes one, but if like MSI came out with one, they'd be really great.
Yeah.
Or even like an Aorus branded one would be very cool as well, to see those come out.
Maybe we'll get a Zalman or an Antec.
No, it would be nice to get Lenovo did have a gaming tablet. I don't know if they have a new one based on any new hardware, but I know Lenovo used to have one, like a Legion gaming tablet.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to come up with a newer one. And again, like essentially the, what's it called, is like a gaming tablet. They're like the original Legion Go is essentially a gaming tablet because
the controllers come off.
The controllers come off the side and it's essentially a tablet. So. Talking about gaming and gaming displays. Now, this is an interesting display. So LG showed off this 27-inch 540 hertz OLED panel. It says the world's fastest gaming OLED. And the reason that they're saying that it's the world's fastest is that 540 hertz at QHD, but then it can do 720 hertz at 1080p. Can your eyes like even move that fast? Like,
I mean, we'll find out. Like,
yeah,
we just don't know what that limit is, right? Where it truly is imperceivable. We haven't gotten there, because otherwise, If we had been there, they wouldn't keep pushing this boundary.
But do you think it's just like a selling tactic too? I mean, it has to be.
Pardon. I mean, it is, but like we always say, like there is a noticeable difference in those frame rates, right? And the refresh rate of those devices, right? You and I have both tested it and shown that it does matter. But what since we don't know what that limit is, I guess we have to believe them that, hey, 540 is great, 720 is even better. Is 1,000 going to be the limit where it's actually imperceivable, right?
We don't know. But this is like one of those, I assume this is going to be one of the ones, and we saw a lot of panels based on this. The Corsair panel was based on the LG panel where you could press, and there was an Asus one too, where you could press a button and it drops down the resolution and then like doubles, not this case, not doubling, but it, you know, gives you that higher refresh rate, just makes it really easy. So I assume this is going to be the same type of panel. And again, we should see different monitors based off this panel from the big brands like Asus and maybe a Corsair and some other ones. It's a 26.5 inch, essentially 27 inch panel, 1500 nits of brightness too. That's a nice bright display. So I like this. Keep on pushing the boundaries, make it so, like, you know, I can't close my eyes. I have to, you know, if I blink, I miss something. So, this was really cool. So I use two open bench tables to test hardware. And Thermal Grizzly has launched their own bench table, which is kind of interesting. So this is called the Drenchable, which was made in collaboration with the Bauer and, Elmer, and they kind of put this thing together. So it's like your normal bench table. This looks almost like the one that I have, except for this part right here is an active PCB.
Oh, okay.
So all of your connections are here. Like these are for like SATA drives you can put in here. You have like USBs, you have everything else. You can actually install like for your OS, it can be put like these are SD card slots. So like you can install your OS on like an SD card slot if you actually needed to. It's kind of interesting. And then all you do is connect power to this PCB, and then it's one USB into your motherboard. And this PCB also has like all of your fan connectors and everything else on it. So anytime I'm doing a motherboard review, I have to, you know, swap out the storage. I have to disconnect, you know, the power and everything for the AIO. With this, it just makes it a lot easier when it comes to all those different connections, especially when you're doing like overclocking and different things and like swapping out parts. It just makes it a lot easier because it's just essentially one, like you just plug in and then plug in a USB to this, which I think is pretty cool. And you can see there's like some RGB lighting, which makes it kind of cool too, but definitely something different. I don't know what your thoughts are on this.
Is there M.2 on that board? No, it doesn't look like it. So just two SATA.
Yeah, just two SATA
connections. Huh. No, it's interesting. If you're doing a ton of benchmarking and, you know, swapping those components out, I think it would be pretty pretty convenient there.
And it is kind of interesting too. Like now that I look at this, there's like dip switches for the fan hubs.
Yep.
And you can set them at 100%, 50%. So if you're testing like AIOs like you do, like you can just set the fans
without software. Without it's hardware software. Controlled. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's all done on there. I kind of like that as well. And again, you don't have to like reconnect everything to your motherboard. It's all connected to this. You know what I mean?
Simplifies, speeds things up. No, it's cool. I mean, it's a very niche product, but probably like ideal for that group of people that's going to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Very cool.
Yeah, but of course, it's got lights on it.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, I like that.
A little expensive.
Yeah, $268.98. So yeah, not cheap by any means. But yeah, definitely check it out if that's something that you would be interested in. But I like stuff like that, like especially for me, like as again, just simplifying my process as somebody who's testing hardware. Mm-hmm. And like I said, especially in Ryan's case where he's testing AIOs and you want specific fan speeds for testing AIOs or anything like that, you can set it on this hardware-based, not software-based or anything like that, which makes it really...
Yeah, because every time I do it, I've got to, you know, essentially analyze the fans that come along with the cooler and
yeah so really, really cool on that one. Also, this I kind of want to get one of these just because it would look so cool. So Thermalright has released their HR10 Pro SSD coolers, available in white, as you can see, as well as black, so they look like this. And they have a display that shows the speed of your drive.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And like, this is for Gen 5. It has the active cooling fan, heat pipes in there as well. And I don't know what this percentage means. I assume the percentage means how full the drive is. So you can see there's two cables coming off. There's going to be a cable for your fan. And then I assume this is going to be an internal USB. And then that's going to connect to some type of software that's going to read all this data and put it on this display. I like this.
Yep.
Motherboard manufacturers, put this on your motherboard.
Yeah, something similar to this. You could probably integrate some of the bigger heat sinks so you don't have to have it so tall, but you could still have a screen on there. You got to worry about some clearances with this type of device.
Yes, for sure. But both white and black. Old man said probably fan speed percentage. Yeah, could be. Not really sure. But I think this is pretty cool. Do we have pricing? I don't think we have pricing on this. But it's not going to be insanely expensive because it's just a cooler. You're not getting obviously the drive. I like it. I'm, you know, temperature as well. So temperature of the drive. I'm definitely a huge fan of it. Like I said, white build with the white the white cooler, gonna look really, really good on there. I don't know if you can change the color of this or if it's just this
rainbow across
rainbow. It. Yeah. No, because like this one looks, you must be able to. You know?
Yeah, yep. They look different in the same area. Yeah. So hopefully.
So really cool. Check that out from Thermalright. Okay. Battlefield 6 beta.
Yep.
We played it over the weekend. We were one of the over 500,000 people that played it. And this is just on Steam. Crazy. So Battlefield 6 crushed Steam over the weekend. Of course, it was the open beta weekend, surpassing the Call of Duty player record, over 500,000 concurrent players on Steam, a new franchise high. It also beats, like I said, the Call of Duty all-time Steam peak as well. 521,079 was the total. Let me see if that's the actual final figure.
Because I believe it too. Because
when
you and I were playing, we'd have queues over 100,000.
Yeah, they're fast. 521,079 all-time peak. That's just on Steam.
Yeah. I wasn't playing on Steam. I was playing EA.
Yeah, so that is just on Steam. So combine that with EA and then all of the people playing on console as well. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. People are excited about this game. They have to be, right? I think it's a good time too because like what else is out right now?
I don't even know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So there's not a whole lot of new games. This is the hype right now. There's no GTA 6, you know, and like, again, and it's free to play. Like the betas are free to play, open to everybody.
Yep.
You know, so one for like the server, I know we had long queue times and things like that.
I wouldn't call it a long queue. Like it was a high number, but they moved pretty quick.
Yeah, it was like probably like a 10 minutes, 15, maybe, like at the most 15 minutes to wait. But it was, they were able to handle everything. Old man in the chat said they already had cheaters. Yeah, I saw that. That's going to be a thing. Like the game, like Ryan and I both played it over the weekend. The game did require secure boots and all of that. There were cheaters, like day one cheaters. I saw a bunch of videos on YouTube and everything like that. Not a fan of that. Ryan, like, so we haven't played Battlefield in a while.
Yeah.
Either of us. So give me your rundown of like your initial thoughts on the game.
I mean, we talked about this last week after when we talked about the multiplayer trailer, right? I said it was like very chaotic looking. And so that's kind of what I was expecting. And it was chaotic a lot of the time, right? Like just a lot going on. Now there were times where you're, you know, walking for a little while or going somewhere and like it's not just everything happening all at once. So I would say chaotic. I think like a standout star that everybody loves is the revive and pulling your buddy to safety as a medic. I enjoyed it though. I got a little time in a helicopter at one point and a jet. Not when I was playing with you, but the next night I played a different map style. And got to fly around a little bit. It was good. I plan on spending some time with it this weekend because this weekend is also an open beta. I was excited. It was fun. I did feel like either I'm just getting older and dying a lot faster in the game. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But it was enjoyable.
Yeah, I felt that was my biggest takeaway from the beta this past weekend was that it is chaotic. Like if you're playing certain maps, there's just so much going on.
Right.
Things are blowing up. I really like that, like so many of the buildings and so many things can be blown up that there's just a lot going on. I like the different classes. I did feel like in certain maps, there were a lot of snipers.
Yes. And very accurate feeling too. Like you would get headshot, just like you like barely come out of cover and bam, you're just gone.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It definitely brought back that Battlefield feel. And sure. I think for a lot of people who played the previous games, they really wanted that feel back and this gave it to them. Right. And you can do the like infantry only, you know, type game, or you can play like the bigger maps where you get the jet, you get the helicopter, you get the tanks, you get all of that. I think, and for like the beta, like that's kind of, I wouldn't say it necessarily came out of nowhere because we did talk about it maybe a couple months ago that like Battlefield 6 is in the works and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like, it seems like a pretty fleshed out game. And even during the beta, they were like changing things.
Yeah.
During the beta, they were like nerfing some of like the shotguns because they were like pretty powerful. And
yeah, they were.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be really, really good for EA and for Battlefield fans. And, you know, I think the biggest thing with this game is going to be how often they're going to put out content for people, like new, like even for multiplayer, like new maps, you know, because that stuff will get dry over time.
Yep.
But I think I had a lot of fun playing it. I felt like there was so much going on. Like it was, the controls were really good. Yep. It wasn't a big learning curve when it came to a lot of stuff.
It was funny. It's, I got my son set up on a machine recently and we were playing, right? So it played really well too. Like it looked good and played really smooth. I'm running a 5800X 3D and a 5080, but his machine's an 1800X and a 2070 Super, and it was playing great. Like it looked fine, played real smooth. But the funny thing is like this was his first experience with a PC game, like a beta, because everything he plays is like just a released title, right? And so he was like, what do you mean it's only this weekend? Like, I can't play this all week because this is his last week of summer before school starts next week. And he was like, I was going to play that all week. Like, this is my last week of summer and I can't play till next weekend. I was like, yeah, sorry, man. And he's like, well, why did they do that? And I'm like, well, they stress test their servers and they fix stuff. And so he's like, just counting down the days so that he can play again this weekend. And then to top it off, and I'm like, yeah, and this isn't a free game, Tucker. Like, you're used to playing Fortnite that's free. You're used to playing Rocket League and, you know, Minecraft was cheap. You know, all these games that are free but then have in-game transactions and microtransactions. Now he's like, well, how much is it going to cost? And I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, it could be up to like $80 And he's like, wah. It's just so funny seeing that realization of like, this is how it goes a lot of times.
So, yeah, that is interesting because like, yeah, I mean, most of the games that he's played have probably been like free to play, like you said, like Fortnite and some of the other ones. You know, I believe the price on this is $69.99.
Okay. Well,
yeah. So, yeah. So that is funny too. He's like, wait a minute. I can't play.
Yeah. And he's like, they'll probably reset. I mean, I was like, you're not going to get any of your progression when the game comes out. They're going to reset that. And he's like,
yeah,
but I unlocked all. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, man.
Yeah.
Don't get attached to anything.
Yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, I think it was so much. It was a lot of fun. I didn't get a whole lot of time in with it because I had a bunch of stuff to get done. But we did. Ryan and I did play for a while, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I got to buy two copies now. That's the thing. If we buy it, so it's like, do you really want to buy this? Are you gonna play it to get your money's worth out of it? You know.
Yeah, that's a new thing. Yeah, because this is a AAA title. It's not a free to play, or it's not I had some initial issues with the game, but I think it was more issues with my my NVMe drive for some reason. But once I got it running, it ran no problem on my machine. I have a 5950X and a 4070 Ti.
In there right now?
I think, yeah.
No,
I need to put this in here. Like this has just been sitting here. Like this,
you're a dummy. Yeah,
this has just been sitting like beside me for months. It just sits here because I don't use this in a test machine. This is a 5080 Astral from it's like one of the best 5080s you can buy, and one of the best looking. And like, I need to
put it in there, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, you know. Well, here's the thing: is that my computer needs cleaned out, guys. I
make a video about cleaning it.
I just don't want to clean it because it's like. It's not just that I just need to dust it out. Like, I have to clean each individual fan.
Wipe the fans, yeah.
And I have to take them all apart, and I have to do everything. I need to clean out the radiator. Like, there's a lot that needs done, so it just needs planned. And I need to reinstall Windows. My Windows install is just, there's just something wrong with it. So, yeah, that's all in the plan. But we'll put the Astro in there. We'll clean this out at some point, and I'll make a video on it. So yeah, but yeah, it played fine on my machine. No real issues there. I will definitely buy the game when it comes out. I just think it's fun, and you can like, it's not one of those things like say we play Apex. Like, I guess you could jump into Apex, but it's just not the same. You know, like if you're playing with a squad, like you can kind of jump into certain games, but this you can kind of just jump into it. Like, you can play.
Yes.
You know, if you just like, I know you're in a squad when you join the games, but like, you can just go off and do your own thing. It's not really like necessarily squad based.
Well, and with as chaotic as it is, like trying to play tactically almost doesn't work
unless you're like all playing together.
But
it is a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with the game. I played all the different classes. Sniping was a lot of fun. Yeah, I definitely lost my touch, though, man. I gotta, you know, gotta get a little bit better at the gaming here. Maybe it's just getting old, you know. So, but yeah, that was a lot of fun. We'll be playing this weekend. Maybe we'll throw up a stream or something of us playing, maybe or something like that this upcoming weekend. Finally, one of the games that we used so much for benchmarking. I never really like actually played this game that much.
I just remember when the benchmark came out for it back in the day.
Yeah, so like we use this for benchmarking so often. Was Ashes of the Singularity. We you know, and I don't know why it's not pulling up
for some. It just had all those like units flying across the screen and stuff. Exactly. It was like, yeah, it was a nice benchmark for.
Yeah, so hopefully they have a new benchmark, so we'll definitely use it. But Ashes of the Singularity 2, announced by Stardock and Oxide Games. They put out a trailer. Let's see if we can go through it. Not much in the trailer.
It wasn't really a gameplay trailer.
Yeah, it just shows, like, you know, sort of, you know, the battles and everything like that. If you're not familiar with Ashes of the Singularity, it is an RTS. Futuristic RTS, StarCraft-esque, sort of. But, yeah, a bunch of just, like, futuristic sort of battle games. Did they say when it's coming out? 2026. So it's going to be a little bit before this comes out. But these like massive battles with a bunch of different units. I love RTS games, and this is actually a good one. So I'm excited for the second one, and I'm excited for the benchmark too, because we'll probably use that for graphics card testing moving forward. But beyond that, that is the news for the week. Old man in the chat says 112 operator and Road Redemption. I did see Road Redemption was free on Epic until 11 a.m. August 14th, which is tomorrow. So if you're listening to the podcast live or you get it before 11 a.m. Tomorrow, Road Redemption is like Road Rash. Yeah. If you're old like us and you remember Road Rash, the game Road Rash. Was that on Sega?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I just added it to my library.
Yes. As far as what we have coming up next week, maybe I'll try to get some Battlefield going on this. I'm taking a look at a gaming laptop. So this is the ROG Strix G16. This is their 16-inch gaming laptop, sort of mid-tier. And this one's AMD based. So this has the Ryzen 9 9955H X3D. So it's a mobile X3D part. The one that I have has the 5070 Ti laptop GPU, 32 gigabytes of DDR5, 1 terabyte SSD. And I was like playing with it today. The keyboard is like a gameable keyboard on a laptop, which you don't typically get. So really excited to tell you guys about this. And I've been doing some testing today. I'll be doing testing all over the weekend. So maybe we'll get some Battlefield on this possibly. And I'll let you guys know how this performs and all of that. So definitely stay tuned for that. Might have some other stuff. I'm working on a bunch of reviews right now. So it just depends on what all I get done. Ryan, do you want to talk about your keyboard?
Sure. Yeah, we mentioned it just slightly earlier in the show. We were talking about it last week. It was on sale. It's no longer on sale, so you can't get it for this price anymore, unfortunately. But I picked up the Epo Maker. What did I say it was? The EK? Yeah, the EK68. Hot swappable switches, PBT keycaps, wireless with a dongle. It's a
plastic. The EK68?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's $70 now. It's $80
now. Yeah. So it was $21 last week.
Yeah.
So I got the down at the bottom. Yep. The black silver with the flamingo.
Okay. It's 51. Switches. 51.
Yeah. With the flamingo. So those are linear switches. It sounds amazing. You're not gonna be able to hear it because I'm using RTX voice. But like nice and solid. It is a plastic body. But I don't care. That's fine. Like,
I mean,
for the price.
Who cares? Yeah. So Ryan got this. Shout out to Old Man in the chat. Yep. He's the one that put, I was going to buy it, but I just don't need any more keyboards, but it was $21 on sale.
Even at $51, it's still a good deal. I think.
Yeah. Mechanical, the lighting looks really good. Swappable, RGB backlit. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like super happy with it so far. I haven't used it a ton, but it's pretty sweet. Nice. I like it.
Old Man said he picked up the PNY RTX 5080 16 gig OC for $1,000. It was on stock last week, only available pickup in store at Best Buy. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
MSRP on that. That's great.
Yep. Yeah. So really cool. I'm just reviewing stuff. I don't have anything else tech related. I don't believe so. Pretty much.
I got a huge battery bank too that I got, a 70K.
Oh wow.
Amp hour. Dude, it's
what's the max output? 240?
100 watt.
It's just 100 watt. Okay. Yeah.
They make one that goes up to 140, but like 100 watts is still great.
Yeah, I mean you can charge a laptop with that. Most laptops are 65 watts, like most ultrabooks or smaller laptops. Yep. And even larger, bigger laptops, like I have a couple that are 100 watt, so you could fully charge. And people don't know that, like, say you have like a MacBook, it's like 140 watt, even if you connect it to 100 watt, it's still going to charge. It's still going to charge. So you still can use it. And those are like, especially if like, I don't know why, I don't know what changed, probably because like their power bills were like getting more, but like you go to any coffee shop, like any like Starbucks or like corporate coffee shop or like Panera Bread. I used to work from Panera Bread all the time. There's no power outlets available.
Oh, really?
You know, and if you're working on like a mid-range laptop that maybe gets like,
so
a power bank, like any bigger power bank that can charge a laptop is like a game changer. And you're not necessarily tied to like that one seat that's by the power outlet too. You can like kind of sit wherever you want or whatever. Makes working like ever since like the, all of those power banks use like the new GaN technology. So the power cells are actually smaller too. So ever since that, like I'll like go to like the beach and like work because like, you know, you can, you know.
He's got another one for us. The Ajaz AK650 65% gasket mechanical for $26.
Let's see.
I gotta find it because I'm only showing 50 and 44, but there might be another version of it.
$26.99.
The gray version is 32.
Let's see. We're gonna search for these keyboards. He's been finding some good deals. I don't see.
So that's what I found there.
AK650. I don't know.
680? 55%.
I'm not seeing it. At least on my screen, but.
Yeah. I mean, not that it's not there. He may just have gotten a different link for it or something.
Yeah. But in any case, yeah, Old Man always has the good deals on keyboards for sure. But it is Wednesday, so that means we are going to be gaming. Unfortunately, we can't play Battlefield 6
because that's
a little fun. But we'll be playing Apex over on Twitch. So if you want to keep on hanging out with us, still talk tech and all of that, we're going to be on Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Like I said, playing some Apex Legends into the evening. So if you want to continue to hang out, we will be over there. Ryan runs that stream, so he will have that up. But, of course, thanks to Old Man for hanging out in the live chat. And, of course, everybody that listens later. And we will see everybody next week.